It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Cynthia Schuster.
And I'm Mike Arnold. Coming up, Wisconsin's job numbers are out and unemployment is below 6% for the first time since fall of 2008.
First, why haven't conservatives been able to crack the code on political humor? Fox's efforts to create a conservative version of The Daily Show, with shows like Red Eye and Half Hour News Hour, never found mainstream success.
Now, a new conservative satire called Flipside, hosted by comedian Michael Loftus, will premiere in the fall. But can it take off? Joining us now to talk about the outlook for conservative comedy is Sean McElwee. He's a writer whose work has appeared in The Atlantic and Rolling Stone. Sean, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Could you tell us a little bit about Flipside?
Oh, I mean, the basic premise is to have something that's like The Daily Show, although it's not going to be on right now, they don't have broadcast syndication, so it's going to be on places like Netflix.
Oh, okay. So it's a over the top kind of thing. What do they call that?
I mean, over the internet, the basic premise is about the same thing. We have about 20 minutes of various bits or discussing the news, and then a short interview segment.
So this isn't real TV necessarily.
They're looking still for broadcast syndication, but it hasn't been picked up as of yet.
So why do you think that conservative TV comedy has trouble getting off the ground, or has had trouble getting off the ground in the past?
Well, yeah, the thing I don't think it is I don't think there's a structural philosophical problem with conservative comedy, as people have suggested. I think instead the main problem has just been institutional. So at Fox News, when you have the half-hour news hour, you also have the more conservative, not in the sense of political ideology, but in the older viewership. So a lot of the bits that they wanted to do, this isn't from an interview featured in a book, they didn't have the creative freedom to do because they wanted to make sure they didn't offend anyone in the audience. Now, there has been successful conservative comedy, and I would give as example Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn, mm-hmm. or South Park. But in both of those instances, you put the funny first ahead of the ideology, and there was a lot more creative freedom.
Now what some people would point to a fake conservative as being successful. Let's just listen to a little bit of this.
The people who work with the homeless say don't give them money. It's a bad thing. You're an enabler. You're enabling their alcohol or their drug habit.
Remember what Jesus said about giving things to people you don't know. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Suckers, this is a fake beard. I'm secretly rich. My dad's God. Burn!
So that was Stephen Colbert, who has acted as if he's a conservative. Do you think that that's conservative humor, or do you think that's liberal humor?
Oh, I mean, it's rather clearly liberal humor.
Yeah.
He's mocking the hypocrisy of someone like, say, Bill O'Reilly. And there is hypocrisy to be mocked. I also think that there might be hypocrisy on the liberal side that could be mocked as well. And places like Tough Crowd and South Park and even sometimes Red Eye have managed to point those hypocrisies out.
And do you think that that's something that could happen as Stephen Colbert sheds his fake personality and becomes a real person as well?
Do I think that the Comedy Central will replace Stephen Colbert with a more conservative? I don't think so, mainly because of the experience of Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn. The fact is that a really young audience that's going to watch Comedy Central isn't really too interested in seeing a conservative hosting a show there.
So do you think that Flipside has the potential to turn this around?
I think that there's definitely the material there. There's a possibility there. I think there's one of the executive producers I talked to said, you know, both John Boehner and Joe Biden are walking punchlines. There is room there, but they're going to have to put the ideology second. It's got to be funny, first of all. And I think one of the things that makes John Stewart so powerful is he is a liberal, but he's not afraid to call out liberal hypocrisy. He's not afraid to really mock liberals. Granted, he mocks conservatives far more often, but he does seem to be above the fray. George Carlin was above the fray. Lenny Bruce was above the fray. I don't think you could say that Lenny Bruce was a Democrat in any way. He was more almost libertarian. Same with all the greats.
Now, I mean, you did some writing about this, an article about this, mm-hmm. this whole concept, and one of the things that I think you found was that there are some people who think that maybe this whole political conservative liberal thing is sort of running its course.
Mm-hmm. In what sense? Sorry.
I think Mark Maron may have said something to you about how he prefers to avoid going in either direction. I mean, do you think that it's possible that that with Stephen Colbert moving to the mainstream, you know, taking over for David Letterman on CBS, things like that, you think it's possible that maybe liberal and conservative humor will be going away from television and will be moving into a new era?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, Stephen Colbert, I'm sure, is going to be less. I don't know how political he's going to be, but I think there's always going to be room for political comedy. I mean, it wasn't Mark Maron's thing. He wanted to do a lot more personal comedy towards the as his career is more winding down. But I think there's a lot of young people who want to give political comedy a crack and haven't gotten that chance yet. So I think there's still going to be a flourishing.
So and you basically believe that there's still a lot. I mean, one question I'd have about this is maybe it's not on cable TV, but in some ways, couldn't you say that in some respects, Rush Limbaugh is kind of humorous in his own way?
Oh, yeah, exactly. The reason I wrote the piece was because I thought it was so absurd to read these academics suggesting that it's impossible to have conservative comedy when we empirically know that's not true. It exists already. Now, I do think that with the development of things like Netflix, you can hit an audience that maybe wasn't able to be hit before when you have to – I mean, with TV, you have to have such a broad audience because you need to sell things. But on Netflix, we've already seen a lot of shows that would never get on television but are able to actually sell really well. So I think in this case, there were issues before in terms of markets with a conservative show. I mean, Red Eye has to air at, you know, what, 3 a.m. So so I think now there can be a conservative show because these issues have gone out of the way.
Now there are some people who say that we're sort of in a golden age of television. It sounds like you're agreeing with that and saying that this does open up the potential for more variety and more diversity in the kind of views you see in TV.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right. Well, Sean, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sean McElwee is a writer whose work has been featured in The Atlantic, Salon, The New Republic, and Rolling Stone. He blogs at seanmcelwee.com.